Welcome back to another edition of Electrification here as we get rolling into 2026. We're so close to it. Corey Lopez, Phil Jensen alongside, co-owner. We want to make sure that we put this. It's funny, we were talking about this here. The Fed incentives are going away. That's what we're going to talk about coming up here. There are some things that you can do in Colorado. There's things coming from XL that you can do, other local things that are happening. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the plans by some lawmakers, and it looks like it's being pushed pretty hard here to try to get rid of, and we've talked about this before, natural gas and trying to phase that out on the new building and things like that. So we'll talk about all of that. But I did want to throw this out here. We talked about this at one of our meetings that we just got to that you and Joe are both local owners.
We are.
And we've got all these technicians and people that we're all, it's all locally owned, has been for a long, long time. I think for, we kind of, we're helping our neighbors with the things that we do here. And we forget to say, oh yeah, by the way, we're from here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I take that for granted sometimes, but Joe and I started our first business in 1988 and then we merged with a larger company in 2006. And then 2009, we left the company. But then one of the guys that worked for us started Sensible Heating in 2009, Dan Schmid, and he built it up. Actually, he and Joe worked together from about 2010, 2011 on. And I came in 2017, and we started growing the business, but Dan's no longer one of the owners, but yeah, we built it up and, we've always been locally owned. Even with our previous company, it was all locally owned. And yeah, what we like about that is just that we can be more responsive and keep close contact with our customers. So that's been who we are.
It is, he's been around for a long time, seen a lot of changes. Things have changed since 1988.
A little bit. Yeah, no, it's crazy to think about. And crazy to think about 1990, I was super excited to get a fax machine. That was like the big deal, right? And then then now it's like we have emails and texts and chats and messages and social media and on and on and on. But and we even do podcasts. So,
right.
Yeah, but we like reaching out and just letting people know what the current technology is. We work really hard on trying to keep up with what's current, what's coming down the road. And heat pumps, I think we were probably 2 or 3 years ahead of the curve on the air source heat pumps. And Dan was very ahead of the curve on geothermal heat pumps. He was doing that since he started Sensible back in 2010. So lots of changes, lots and lots of changes.
Well, there's current changes that are coming here, and that is, and we've been talking about it here on the blogs and the podcasts coming up to this, emails. Important to know kind of what's going on in the industry. If you want to subscribe to the emails, it's really easy. Go to sensibleheat.net and just subscribe to it. We try to put some of that information out, and something we've been talking about is the Fed incentives that were put in that are actually going away. Some of it sunsetting, some of it with the changes to the EPA and the makeup of the EPA, whatever your standing is, some of those incentives are going away. And so there's been a kind of a scramble by people like Sensible to go, okay, well, what are we doing here? Some of these incentives are going away. So we've said it's a good time to get a project going, but you kind of run out of time as we start to get toward 2026. But boy, there's so many other incentives, rebates, tax things right that are out there that are still available and will be available here for a little while here, but probably be a good idea to jump on it.
Yeah. Things always change, and we've had, last year, the big change was the industry went through was going to a new refrigerant that's more environmentally friendly, easy for me to say. And so That's been probably the biggest change we went through last year. But then, of course, the federal government, excuse me, announced tax credits were going to go away for geothermal systems. That was kind of the big one, and because those were a 30% tax credit. And so, with that going away, we're all kind of sitting back waiting to see if people will still buy geothermal systems. But last time this happened, which was, I can't remember the exact year, but I think it was 2018. They went away for about a year and then they were reenacted. And so then when they reenacted them, they did it retroactively so that the year that people thought that they were going away, they came back and a lot of people got a really nice surprise because they had gone ahead with their geothermal projects anyway. And the other thing we're seeing is that on the new construction, people realize that the building departments and the counties are really starting to push even more towards electrification, and Xcel Energy is really trying to get it so that the gas for heating homes is a thing of the past by 2050, but 2030, their goal is to be 80% electric and have the majority of heating and air conditioning, well, heating being done by electricity instead of by gas. So they're still really pushing hard on the rebates. And they do have a bonus rebate that started at the beginning of 2025. And that essentially tripled the incentives for going with either geothermal or with air source heat pumps. So gas furnaces are still alive and they still back up most of the heat. But the other thing that's happening with furnaces this year is that this has been this way in California for a long time. But now in Colorado, gas furnaces will be required to be what's called low NOx. And so that's a less polluting furnace. And so there's a little bit more technology to that, which again will raise the price. The incentives for high efficiency furnaces are going away from Xcel this year. And so what Xcel is continuing to incentivize through rebates is electric air source heat pumps, geothermal heat pumps, mini split units, pretty much anything electric. And if it's a cold climate heat pump, the rebate is about three times what it is for a non-cold climate rebate. And so there's still very, very heavy incentives from Xcel Energy, even though the federal tax credits are pretty much done at this point for both geothermal and air source heat pumps. The local companies are really starting to, they're continuing to try to get some strong incentives on heat pumps.
The pressure that's being put on the homeowners a little bit, because if they need to make these changes, and even if they're thinking about upgrading, absolutely, but if they just want to replace something, that regular furnaces are getting more expensive. It's not like your Dell computer keeps getting cheaper. It feels like almost every year you can find a cheaper, you can get a tablet, you can get it, and it, yes, iPhones cost a lot more money, but computers, geez, get a 4K TV now. What it used to be was outrageous, and now it's a little bit closer. Technology makes things better in some cases, but when it comes to the HVAC industry, the new technology seems to be pushing the prices up constantly.
Yeah, I actually think it's more like the car industry, the auto industry,
Oh, sure.
because, with computers, yeah, the prices do keep coming down and the manufacturing is done in places where the, labor is cheap and manufacturing is less expensive. And the thing about cars is that you can get very inexpensive cars, but you can also get very expensive cars. And so what's happened is that with HVAC is that as the technology has improved, you can still get inexpensive pieces of equipment that just do real basic heating and cooling. But as the technology gets better, then market demand has really changed so that we're heating more efficiently, we're using less gas, we're using less electricity. And so, you can spend an awful lot of money on a geothermal system, for example, and you can heat and cool your house for a less expensive initial investment. But you also, if you do spend the money on a higher price system, you will use less electricity, you will use less gas. And the way I explain it to customers is that I have some customers that are all about the return on investment, and that's what drives their decision making. And so, over the life expectancy of an HVAC piece of equipment is maybe 15 to 20 years. And so, they're looking strictly at, well, how much is it going to cost initially? How much is it going to cost to operate? How much is it going to cost to maintain it? And so those are the people that are, concerned about return on investment, which is perfectly legitimate. Kind of at the other end of the spectrum, I've got customers that are completely about, just being as carbon footprint conscious as possible. So they're trying to reduce, all their consumption in any way possible. I have one customer who actually designed a control system to take his high-end geothermal system and, make it even more efficient than what the factory said that it would be. And so, that's a customer that will pay the premium to be able to, make sure that the carbon footprint is reduced as much as possible. But in fairness, I would say that most people fall somewhere in the middle. Everybody's return on investment is important, but also, they want to, get the biggest bang for their buck, basically. So I think most people fall into that category. And we have anything from the low end real basic system all the way up to the Ferrari systems that are super high end, and so that's what I think makes us unique in being locally owned and family operated, is that we try to tailor what we do to what our customers want and need. And if they want something real basic, we're totally fine with that. But if they want something like a Ferrari, then we have the capability to be able to work on those too.
I found I went back and looked and talked about, so there is pressure on Xcel, and a lot of the, not just Xcel, but they're one of the largest in the state, obviously. But all of the other companies that provide energy end up providing electricity. I mean, they're being pressured pretty hard. The numbers keep changing. They want to get to be 100% carbon free at some point by 2035. This is out of the Denver Gazette. This came out in December. By 2035, they want the carbon output for other non-municipal utilities to slash their carbon output by 41%, which is still a lot. I know you'd said 80%, but they're changing some of those numbers because of the EPA. 41% is an incredible number, and it's such a big number. That's why these incentives are being offered.
Right.
Whether it's by a rural power company, whether it's a locally, city, a municipal power company, or it's Xcel, they have to get their customers down because that also reflects on what they're doing, trying to get to the electrification point where they need to be.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, there's a political aspect of it, which, I'm agnostic when it comes to the political piece of it, because I think what's important is that people stay comfortable and warm and cool, and are able to, be in their house without suffering. That would be the ultimate goal. But how it's accomplished, I think, people have all kinds of opinions about that. And so I think it's important for us to be able to offer, whatever choices that they're interested in. What I'm not a fan of is, I think a lot of companies, they'll say, well, you should do mini splits because, mini splits are the only way that you'll be able to achieve your efficiency goals. And my approach is, yeah, mini splits are one way to be able to achieve your efficiency goals, but there are others. So, leave yourself open to other options. And, when it comes right down to it, a lot of those companies, that's really all they do is mini splits, or all they do is gas furnaces, or all they do is, the latest and greatest heat pump that's got the best rebate. And so, and that's fine. I mean, that's a business model that works for them. And but what we really try to do is drive it towards what, we try to stay up to speed on, what all the current technologies are. So when customers ask us about it, we at least have a pretty good idea what's going on. And, if we don't know about it, we'll research it. But, and a lot of times we'll steer them towards something else that might make more sense for them as far as like a lesser expense initially, or, maybe a higher investment, but maybe a better return on investment. So there's a whole lot of different choices out there. And, maybe it's not the smartest thing from a business perspective, but from a customer service perspective, it's just what we like to do.
Well, and you guys are multi-talented. You are trained in multiple things, as you talked about. A basic gas furnace you can put in, probably with your eyes closed. But it'll be done right, it'll be done professionally. But at the same time, people looking for the return on investment, people looking for the simple comfort, and maybe it is a tad, the price is a little bit higher, heat pumps, or if you want to go geo, wonderful. You can do all of that stuff. You have the technicians to do that.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls recently from new clients that had other companies install equipment and they didn't read the instructions or they didn't look at the overall concept or but we're seeing a lot of big flaws in how this equipment's been installed. And so, it's not our favorite thing to do, but we will do it, which is to go in and fix other people's work. And it's happened a lot more recently, I think in the last year or so, because, we've been doing heat pumps for a long time. Other companies jumped on the heat pump bandwagon a couple of years ago when all the incentives, became impossible to ignore. And so they're going through the learning curve that we went through, 8 to 10 years ago. And so, a lot of companies before all those incentives came along said that heat pumps don't work in Colorado. And it's true. They don't work if they're not installed correctly, but you do, if you install them correctly and think about what you're doing, they work great and they are very efficient. And so that's why we pay so much attention to the details because, it's a different technology than just an air conditioner. It's a different technology than a gas furnace. And we just need to make sure that it's being done right so that after the fact, there's not a lot of problems with them.
SensibleHeat.net is how you get a hold of us. Emails are there, phone numbers are there. You can always talk it through with people as well. You can find that information at SensibleHeat.net. One last word, and I'm hoping this is a positive finish to it, and that is legislation passed in Colorado. They're trying to cap annual gas bills to not go up any more than 2.5% of what a customer's annual gas bill is. And, we hope that that holds true. But again, the cost to conversion is going to be a lot for these power companies. So they're passing the savings along to you. And again, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing.
I guess what I've been really surprised by is the number of different programs and incentives and legislation, and it's just ongoing. And a lot of people are really concerned about a lot of different things around to do with energy conservation and pricing and affordability and things like that. So it's just a there's a lot of programs out there that people are trying to push through, and And again, we try to stay up with them as best as we can, but I think that it's such a hot topic, and rightly so. I think there's a lot of different layers to it.
SensibleHeat.net, we have all the information on the incentives that are out there. If there's a new one out there that you think you've seen that we don't have, ask questions about it. We'll research it. We might know about it potentially. There's a lot out there. You can get more information then. That's our electrification podcast here for this month. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe. We don't mind if you like it, but certainly subscribe so you know when the new ones are out. You can find us on Spotify, on Apple Music. You can find us on Google as well. Google Podcasts are available. We just added a couple of other, not as well known, but fairly popular in a niche area of podcast platforms that are out there. We just added some new ones. So, and if you can't find us, just go to SensibleHeat.net. You can find it on our podcast page, and then go to your favorite podcasting platform. For Phil Jensen, I'm Corey Lopez. We'll talk to you next time.